Hundreds of teachers, parents, elected officials, and other community members filled the auditorium at the Baltimore Polytechnic Institute last night to advocate for a more equitable approach to funding Maryland's public schools. On the other side of their pleas was a state commission tasked with overhauling the current funding model. WYPR's Rachel Bay was at that public hearing and joins me now. Rachel, before we get into the hearing, can you explain the state commission and what changes could be on the table?
Sure. So the group is known as the Kerwin Commission for University of Maryland System Chancellor Britt Kerwin, who chairs it. Its 25 members are mostly state and local officials, and since spring of last year, the group has been working on an overhaul of how Maryland public schools are funded and how the state measures academic success. At this point, the commission has agreed to some things, but still has some questions left to answer. So, for example, the group has reached a consensus that schools in areas with high concentrations of poverty should receive more funding than schools in areas with less concentrated poverty, but it hasn't yet figured out how to calculate that. But the scope of the changes we could see is pretty broad. So some of the questions the commission is grappling with concern universal pre-K, how to measure whether a student is ready to graduate high school, and how to attract high-quality teachers.
Now to last night's hearing. What kinds of things were you hearing there?
The biggest theme, really the buzzword of the night, was equity. Baltimore City School CEO Sonia Santelices put it bluntly,
"The question we face is, do we, as a society, believe that it is acceptable for a child's life to be predetermined by the zip code in which they were born?"
She said that what children in Baltimore City schools need is both a quality education and other services specifically designed to help them escape concentrated poverty. So most of the things people suggested are things we've been hearing for a long time. There were calls for more money for special education, improved building facilities, more guidance counselors, better training for teachers, and the list goes on. This is Sierra Smith, a senior at City Neighbors High School in Northeast Baltimore, who also testified.
"I know that other schools, whether they are in private or wealthier zip codes, provide their students with access to accelerated coursework. This advantage provides students with ample opportunity to go to college. For them, college is an expectation. For us, sometimes feels like a dream."
She echoed Santelices, saying that her success in life shouldn't be tied to her economic status.
Following through on all of these suggestions would require more money for schools. Where would that money come from? Would the state have to spend more?
So that's the big question. The commission's draft recommendations restructure the current funding formula so that money is distributed in a way that would be more fair, but it's not clear whether there would also be more money overall or where, if there is, where that money would come from. That said, a consultant said in December in a report that Maryland schools need $2.9 billion more, and nearly two-thirds of that would have to come from the state.
So when is the commission going to release its report?
There's another public hearing in Upper Marlboro on October 25th, and then the commission is expected to release its official recommendations after taking into consideration everything it hears at these public hearings to release those official recommendations to the General Assembly in December.
And we'll bring you more when those recommendations come out. And WYPR's Rachel Bay will report on how the General Assembly reacts to them during next year's session. Rachel, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.